This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the details of Senate Bill 5.
This is a good bill that we passed.
We are here to discuss and debate, not to rubber stamp whatever is sent to us from the second floor.
The measure relates to abortion. Sponsor, Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, says the new law will add provisions that relate to surgery.
RU486 complication plans, that's also something that's common sense. If you're taking a drug that requires you to have surgical intervention over 1% of the time, it makes sense for you to have a complication plan.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors cautions this new law will add a level of bureaucracy.
RU486 medication cannot be prescribed or administered without first obtaining approval of a government agency here in Jefferson City.
She also says this will add to the state attorney general's role.
This legislation also allows the Missouri AG to take action for any alleged violation of state law, even if the local prosecutor is already taking action, and even if the alleged violations happen before this law would go into effect.
Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis, who sponsored similar legislation during both the regular and this extra session, believes this extraordinary session was needed because of recent actions.
We went into special session to do two things. One is to restore common sense health and safety standards to protect Missouri women in light of the Judge Sachs ruling striking down the standard that had protected Missouri women for decades, which is to say the ambulatory surgery center law. So this was thrust upon us. What we were left with is a regulatory desert, and we needed to do something to protect Missouri women's health.
He adds safety remains a concern.
The second part, of course, of the bill was to protect pregnancy care centers because they were under a threat. There was clear and present danger to their religious freedom and their freedom of speech when St. Louis City passed the Abortion Sanctuary City bill. So we needed to address those two issues. There is really nothing in this bill that prevents clinics from opening, but they have to open under situations in which the health and safety of women is safeguarded.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur counters Senate Bill 5 is not about safety.
Contrary to what I heard my colleagues say, this is not, nor has it ever been, about the health and safety of women. It simply isn't. This is about trap laws, targeted regulations against abortion providers designed to get between a woman and her access to the full range of reproductive health care she needs. Don't forget that, because that's what's critical here.
The new law will take effect in late October. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.